This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block, updating you now on tonight's bridge collapse in Minneapolis. The entire span of the I-35 West Bridge over the Mississippi River buckled and collapsed into the river at the height of the evening rush hour, just after 6 p.m. local time. It is a horrifying scene of twisted and mangled concrete, and a huge rescue effort is underway. Tom Scheck of Minnesota Public Radio joins us from Minneapolis near the scene of that bridge collapse. And Tom, describe for us, please, what you can see from where you are right now.
Well, Melissa, I was standing about 200 yards on, I was on the bridge about 200 yards from the bridge, and law enforcement personnel just moved everyone off, including emergency officials. They were saying they were a little concerned that perhaps the bridge could collapse a little bit more. Now I'm about 500 yards or so from the bridge, and what I see right now is the bridge is collapsing dramatically into the Mississippi River. It's almost a dramatic drop-off. There are two train tracks underneath the bridge, and actually the bridge collapsed on one of the trains and squished it pretty bad at this point.
And we mentioned this was the height of evening rush hour. Has there been any estimate of how many cars were actually over the river when this bridge collapsed?
There have been some reports. Some folks have suggested there could have been as many as 50 cars or so. There was a Minnesota Twins game that was about to start about an hour later. So with the rush hour, with the Twins game, it was probably, just speaking from the fact that I've been on this road at that time, that it was probably about 50 or 60 cars, and they were probably bumper to bumper when the bridge collapsed.
And we mentioned that there's obviously a major rescue effort underway. What can you tell us about that?
Well, at this point in time, I talked to the chief of the state patrol, who said that the law enforcement officials were still coordinating their activities. An official with the city of Minneapolis told other local law enforcement that they could use as much help as possible. Power companies are starting to move in, and they're cutting power cords right now. We saw some trucks driving in with boats on the back of them, so obviously they're going to be going into the river. I can't see the river from where I am right now, but they're going to be going into the river. The other thing that the Associated Press is reporting that there are three deaths and at least a dozen injuries at this point, but this is still early information that we're getting.
Right. And apart from that span over the river, Tom, help us visualize this. There are chunks of this roadway leading up to the river that look like they have just pancaked, accordioned. Is that right?
Yeah, what basically, I was standing about 200 yards from where the bridge just dropped off, and then what happens is there's a little bit of road. It's about 30 feet high. The bridge is about 30 feet higher than the road, and then it starts to jut off. And what happened was the bridge collapsed on one end, then there's about a dozen cars, and then there's just this dramatic drop-off. So there's about between 6 and 12 cars that are just, like, parked right near to where the bridge dramatically drops off. And some folks were suggesting that the folks who were just running from their cars when the bridge collapsed.
There, earlier at least, there was at least one vehicle that was on fire. There were fire crews on the scene spraying water on a truck. Is that still going on, or is that fire under control?
That actually ended about 10 minutes ago, and there was a school bus. Now we don't know if there were any students on the bus or if the bus, if anyone was injured. But there was a school bus that it was parked and kind of going to the incline on the other side of the river. So the bridge was going on an incline there, and there was a school bus there and another semi. Fire crews were hosing that down, and they stopped that about 15 or 20 minutes ago.
And Tom, have you been able to talk to any survivors yourself?
No, I saw one. I talked to one person who said that they were in a car and they just took off from the scene and just ran back, and she was pretty shaken up. The other folks who were just there right now, there's emergency personnel and a whole lot of onlookers who just came to the scene and are just kind of just sitting stone faced, staring at this situation right now.
Okay, a terrifying time tonight in Minneapolis. Tom Scheck of Minnesota Public Radio, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We're joined now from Minneapolis by Wayne Armstrong, who was a witness to tonight's bridge collapse. Mr. Armstrong, I understand you work at a gas station not far from the bridge. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And can you tell me what you saw?
What I seen was a lot of smoke, but first it sounded like a bomb went off. And next thing you know, a lot of smoke came towards me because all my lights went off. And then a lot of smoke came towards me. And once the smoke came towards me and it cleared, I seen a car go down. And then next thing I know, I think the truck that's sitting on top right now at an angle, it was going to go down, but it stopped. And then I asked one of the guys that ran down there to see what happened, and then he came back. I asked him what happened. He told me that the bridge had collapsed.
Have you heard from people who are in cars headed towards the bridge? Have they come into your gas station?
Yeah, a couple, like about four or five people that came in, they bought water and stuff.
And what did they tell you?
They told me that, hey, man, I was just on that bridge. Because they just crossed. They were like, nah, I just on that bridge. And I'm like, man, for real, God bless you, you know what I'm saying, that you didn't get hurt.
Were they injured in any way, or had they escaped all of the collapse?
No. The ones that, they just crossed over the bridge, and then all you heard was like a bomb, then everything just cleared, then you just seen a lot of paramedics and police and everything just come past me. I'm like, man, whoa, hold on.
What are you seeing now?
What I'm seeing now is the truck that I just explained to you, and it's sitting at an angle, and then you got another couple cars that's sitting on the bridge right now. But other than that, I can't really see too much because I'm not down by the river.
Right, you don't have a vantage point into the river where we understand there are many cars that fell into the Mississippi itself.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you describe for us, Mr. Armstrong, where this bridge is in relation to the city of Minneapolis?
The bridge is the 4th and University Avenue, 35W Bridge.
When you started hearing that noise that you say sounded like a bomb, what did you think was going on?
What I thought it was going on?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they, you know, once I seen all the smoke, I didn't know the bridge had collapsed, but once I seen all the smoke and stuff, once I seen all the smoke, I just thought, you know what I'm saying, that they were just tearing up the road. I thought they were, you know what I'm saying, just tearing up the bridge and putting up a new one until everybody tell me that it collapsed.
Of course, this was nothing you could ever have possibly imagined.
I never thought it would happen.
That was Wayne Armstrong, who works at the Southeast BP gas station in Minneapolis, about 200 yards from where the I-35 West Bridge over the Mississippi River collapsed tonight.